I would like to say thank you for being here and sharing your voices with us. Thank you for your stamina and your beauty, and thank you for the voices that have carried us to a higher place of prayer. I hope your last few weeks together have been a time for you to develop friendships and learn new music, and also to grow together as a group of folks who will come back to choir camp one more time. It is delightful to have you here at the cathedral, and I'd like to thank you girls and young women for being here and helping us to pray and to praise the Holy One, and especially Our Lady, who was so honored by your anthem. Thank you. I'd like to thank the parents who have supported their daughters, perhaps your granddaughters, for being here, part of this music, part of this learning, part of this experience of worship. Thank you for sharing them with us and with God. My words this evening will be brief. Hooray! Hooray! But I wanted to share some important things, just reflecting slightly on our readings, but also to share some important words. And I begin with a paraphrase from our director of music, Robert Bushakiewicz, who shared these words or their sentiment. The music that we are privileged to sing can change the hearts and lives and souls of those who hear it, as they experience through our singing God and beauty that changes them. Now I'm going to do something I rarely ever do. I'm going to tell a personal story. I grew up in London, Ontario, and was raised by a good Episcopalian Anglican who made sure that I was baptized and confirmed. And after confirmation, at the young age of 11, I left the church for a while. But I wandered back into the cathedral once with my mother, and we would have sat right at the back. And something happened to me at that young age of 15 where it might have been the ritual, it might have been the architecture, it might have been the beauty of the surroundings, but I know it was the music that gripped something deep inside me and opened it wide. As one who always sang, I wanted to be part of that. My report card in grade one said, "Louise loves to sing. It's hard to get her to stop." Perhaps that's something you all know. So changed by this experience at 15, who here is 15? A few of you are 15. I wanted to sing with that beauty that was here in the chancel steps of another cathedral. And so my mother advocated and made inquiry. Well, it was a boys' and men's choir, so I couldn't join. So I joined the Servers Guild and sang anyway. I joined the servers so I could sit at the back and follow the alto line and find it and sing. And gradually over time, things changed in that cathedral. And young women were welcomed into the choir, moving from the ancient and good tradition of our church of men and boys and opening it up to young girls who could also be part of that singing. And then eventually over time, I felt the call to ministry. I left that cathedral, I went on to university, ended up being ordained and placed back at the cathedral as the assistant to the dean, behind the holy table being given the note to sing with the choir joining in. I tell you this story because this old woman, only some 30 some odd years ago, some 45, 50 years ago, had an experience of singing that changed her life because it opened her to the holy. And in a backdoor kind of way, eventually got to where God could be praised through voice and prayer and song and word. And that connects to our gospel. And here's perhaps how that might connect. The woman with the hemorrhage had been suffering for 12 years. Who hears 12? As long as you have been alive, this woman bled. She was suffering and unwell, and in those days, that was considered unclean. She was outcast from community. She was weak. She'd spent all her money on help and medical doctors and those to no avail. And she'd heard about this man, Jesus. There were crowds around him. He had been traveling around the countryside, teaching and healing. And she thought, there's such a crowd, even if I just sneak up behind him and touch the hem of his robe, I will be healed. And so she does. She sneaks up behind Jesus, comes in by the back way, and immediately the bleeding stops, her hemorrhage ceases. And immediately Jesus knows something's happened, that a power has left him, and he says, "Who touched me?" And his friends say, "Look at the crowd. How are we supposed to know?" "Someone touched me." Now the woman, terrified, eventually comes to Jesus and says, on her knees, pleading and begging, "It was I." And he lifts her up and says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go. Go in peace." Even when we sneak up behind Jesus, even when we come to Jesus and think that we aren't good enough to meet him face to face, we are met by the Holy One who calls us to be seen, to see us face to face, heart to heart, lifts us up and says, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." So no matter how you come to Jesus, when you come to Jesus, whatever it is that brings you to him, in a crowd or all alone, trust this truth. Jesus will meet you in the prayer and the longing that you offer, whatever that prayer is, however you come to him, and lift you up and say, "Daughter, your faith has saved you, has healed you, has made you whole. Go in peace." Amen.